Test. We got to the very last line of Chesmer Beis. The Gemara had went through a discussion that we learned from, this was a Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yossi, about the different years in the history before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The last, one of the things he had said was that there were 180 years prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the last 180 years of the Beis Bayis Sheni, that the Romans had ruled over Am Yisrael. So the very last line of Chesed and Bey says, Mea Ushmonim Vesula, were there only 180 years where the Romans ruled over the Jews? Vahatani Rabbi Yossi B'Rebbe. Then Rabbi Yossi teaches the following din, the following idea. Malchus Pras Bifnei Bay Shloshim V'Arba Shana. The Persians had ruled over the Jews for the first 34 years of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Sheni lasted for a total of 420 years. So the first 34 was under the ruling of Pras. Malchus Yavon Bifnei Bayis Mea Ushmonim Shana. The Greeks were the next 180. And then Malchus Chashmonai Bifnei Bayis Mea V'Shalosh. Then the Chashmonaim had defeated the Greeks. They were ruled over 103 years. Now it's important to note that even though the Chashmonaim were ruling for 103 years, this was still viewed under the rulership of the Romans. We'll see in just a second in Rashi. And then the final years, Umalchus Beis Hordus, who came from the, they're also under the ruling of the Romans, Mea V'Shalosh, were 103 years. So just a quick math here. So it's 34 years plus 180 years plus 103 plus 103. So 103 times 2 is 206. Plus 34 is 240. Plus 180 gives us a total of 420. So Bayis Sheni was 420 years. First the Persians, the Greeks, Chashmonaim, and then Hordus. Those are the four different sections of it. And then Mikan Ve'elach, after that, Seva Chashava, Kamashonim Acher Churban HaBayis. So the way they used to calculate years, not how we do 5, 7, 7, 8, they did everything with respect to a certain event. So during the period of the Bayis Risheni, it was all year 1 was Persian, year 2 was Persian. They counted from the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was destroyed, so then they started counting from 0 again after the Bayis Sheni. It's the first year after the Churban, the second year after the Churban. So after the Churban, they would count 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. That was the whole statement. Now what's the question here? Based on this whole historical analysis, the Gemara says, Alma, we see from all of this that Masan Vishesh Havu. There were really 206 years where the Jews were under the rulership of the Romans. Ve'at Amris Mea Vishmonim Havu. And you said before 180. So we said at yesterday's daf that the Romans ruled over 180 years. But this calculation, the Chashmonaim 103 years, plus the Beis Hordos is another 103 years, that's 206 years, not 180. Just look at Rashi just for a moment, the four lines down, the end of the line, Alma Masan Vashis, Kodim Churban HaBayis Pashta. 206 years prior to the destruction is when the Romans ruled over the Jews. The Ha Amrin Le'el, we said earlier, the Romayim v'Yisrael Natlu Yachad HaMalchus Miyavanim. They had gathered together, they partnered in order to take over the Greeks. So even though Chashmonai may have been in ruling at that time, that was considered with the partnership of the Romans. The Katani Hacha, and we say here that the Yisrael Malchu Kodim Churban Masan Vishis. So it's a total of 206 years. What the other Mefarshim explain is that the Chashmonai may have ruled over the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, but the rest of the world was under the control of the Romans. So even those 103 years where it says it was Malchus Chashmonai, the general population, the world population, was under the rulership of the Romans. So these last 206 years of the Bayis Sheni was under the rulership of the Romans, and yesterday we said it was 180 years. So the Gemara explains here, Ella, Esrin Vishish Shanim, 26 years, Kamu Baham Nusayu Bahade Yisrael, Velo Ishtabdu Buhu. Remember we saw yesterday that for the first 26 years of the partnership, they got along very nicely, the Jews and the Romans. That's not considered under the rulership of the Romans. So if you now take 206 years minus 26 years that they had a good relationship, you're left with 180 years where they had a bad relationship. That's when we say, Uva amti lahachi. That's how we get to the result. Lo kachasha, we didn't consider those 26 years. Kishapashtu malchus harisha al Yisrael, we didn't consider those 26 years as the malchus risha, the Romans ruling over the Jews. But minus those 26 years, the last 180 years is the time when the malchus risha was pashta yadan al Yisrael. That's the simple math. Okay. The Gemara now says, first wide line down, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says the following, Itoi haitana v'lo yod prati kama havi lishailo b'safra kama ksiv, kasiv. If a person makes a mistake, haitana, this tana, the Braisu tells us that a person is supposed to count the years from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So we do it from the beginning of time. We count 5, 7, 7, 8 years. This year we count from the beginning of time. Now, there were times that people would count, how many years has it been since the Churban Bayis Sheni? So let's say a guy forgot exactly which year it was. He didn't know. So all he has to do is very simply ask a sofer, a non-Jewish sofer, what the year is, and you could add or subtract. So again, let's read that inside. Itoi haitana, this tana, who thinks you should count from the times of the Churban Bayis Sheni, velo yada prati, he didn't know the prati, the prop. He didn't know the tens or singles line. The hundreds and thousands, no one ever forgets what century you're in. That's a davar pasha. But a person might miscalculate if it's the 12th year, the 13th year of the century, the 25th, they might be off by a year or two. So very simply, all you have to do is, lishailo lesafra kama kasiv, ask a non-Jewish sofer what year, what he writes on it, v'nitlaf alayu esin shanan, and you could add 20 years to what his count is, u'mishkach lay l'chomer, you're going to find everything smoothly. The simanach, I'll read Rashi's inside in just a second. Zeli esim shana b'veisecha. The simon, the manach is, I was here for 20 years. That's a reference to Yaakov being the house of Laban for 20 years. 20 years is what you have to add on to the non-Jewish count. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, nishailu l'safra kama. Look at halfway down the narrow lines. You ask a safra kama, how much? L'sofer akosiv gitin v'shtar. It's a person who writes gets and he writes documents. Shimoner Lamalchus Yavan, they would count based on the Greek, I guess it doesn't have to be a non-Jewish, it could even be a Jewish sofer, because remember they would count based on Malchus Yavan. They would count the years based on the Greek calendar. Kedamar Lakaman, we're going to see tomorrow's daf, Begola Ein Monin El Malchus Yavan, in Golas, we use the Greek calendar. The Ein Monin L'tchilas Malchusam, but when they do the Greek calendar, they don't count the beginning of the Greek rulership. Why? Shehayu sheishanim mikutos. There is the first 6 years when the Greeks were in control. It was very cut up and choppy. Shelo malchu ela be'elam. They only had control of this country called Elam, but they didn't have control over the entire world. So you're going to subtract 6 years of the Greeks ruling. Umisheishan ve'elach. After those 6 years, that's when pashta malchusan umisham b'halam monim lehem. And that's when they spread their hands throughout the world, and you start counting from that point. So now we have to figure out, when did the Greeks rule before Churban Bayis? So if you remember, we saw at the top of the daf here that the Persians ruled for the first 34 years. So that we're not going to include. Then the Greeks took over for 180 years, plus the Hashemadayim another 103 years, and then Beis Hordas was another 103 years. So in other words, there are 386 years from when the Greeks started ruling to the Churban Bayis. That gets you to Churban Bayis. So but now we said we subtract six because the first 6 years they were not in full control. So the Churban Bayis was at year 380 of the Yevanim. Now for the Jews, we count that's year zero. So we're off by 20, right? 380, so that's where zero is 0.0. You can either minus 80 or add 20, either one, to get to zero. So that's what the saying is. Ask yourself for what year it is in the Greek calendar, and all you have to do is add 20 to get to the 0.0. If it's year 410, you add 20, it'll be 430. Always off by an additional 20. That's what the Gemara is telling us here. Now, let's say the opposite. The Gemara says, Itai Safra. Let's say the sofer makes a mistake. He doesn't know what year it is either. He needs to write the get using the Greek calendar. He forgot which year, if it was the year 3 or year 5. Nishayla Latana Kama Chashav. You could ask a Tana, a Talmud Chacham, who keeps account based on Churban Bayis Sheni, the Nivtar Minayu Esim Shanim. The opposite, you subtract 20. So if it's year 400 since the Bayis Sheni, so all you have to do is subtract 20 to figure out if it's 80, it's 780 for the Greeks. Remember, they never make mistakes of the century that they're in. That they know. They might make mistakes on the tens and single digits. So ask a Tana and subtract 20. V'umishkach le'lechumra, lechumra Rashi says, look at Rashi, the first wide line down, lechumra means kesher, you're going to find a connection to Aramaic for everything's going to work out. I mean, kolomer sikum cheshbono yimotze kuhogan. Turns out the sum or the total number, everything's going to work out perfectly. V'simanach, the mnemonic to remember this is, safra betzira tana tosva. that a safra has to subtract and the tana has to be most has to add on. But the number always being used is 20 when it comes to figuring out the Greek calendar versus the time from the Churban Bayis Shein.
Dude,
I don't know if I'm not sure if they did that.
But saying, yeah. When, if that's how they counted zero. So then you have to know where you
from zero with respect to what? Relative to which right. event? Right. Yeah, I don't know what's written in these documents. I've never seen.
Uh-huh. No, I'm saying the Gemara doesn't talk about that ever.
It could be. I don't remember.
I see that throwing off.
It could. It's possible because we write in a ksuba. You know, year 5778 from the Bries Olam. We do count from, we point out from the, it's very possible in these documents they would write year 540, right? So it could be. Yeah.
Throw off everything otherwise.
Yeah, it's very likely. Okay, then the Gemara says, we're five Y lines down now in the Amud here. Tana de Be'eliyahu. Did we have a Bryce in the Be'eliyahu? Sheishis alafim shana, that the year lasts for 6,000 years. This, we have a few Gemaras that point this out. It's a total of 6,000 years. We're almost there. And Havi Ha'olam, the world. Shnei alafim tov, the first 2,000 years, it was chaos, not much going on there. That was Dur HaMabul, Dur HaFlaga. Shnei alafim Torah, the next 2,000 years was one of Torah. And Shnei alafim, and the final 2,000 years is considered Yemos Mashiach. Bavanoseinu Shirabu Yatsu Mehem Mash Yatsu Mehem. Now, in our times of terrible sins, so we've lost the amount of years that we've lost. Meaning we're in the Yemos Mashiach right now, and we're only 220 years left of the calculation until the final 6,000th year. Okay, that's what the Braisa says. So the Gemara now wants to analyze this Tana de Be'eliyahu and ask, Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. When did the 2,000 years of Torah, when did that begin? Now, of course, we know 2,000 years. What do you have to... So the Gemara wants to know which event... Which event really triggered the beginning of the 2000th year? So the Gemara explains, Inema mimatan Torah, if you want to say from when the Torah was given, ad hashta leka kuli hai. But the problem is that from Matan Torah apparently was given in the year 2448 from the creation of the world. So if you're going to say we count Torah from Kabbalah to Torah, which makes sense, problem is the calculations are incorrect because again, Inema mimatan Torah ad hash until the year 4000, which is the final 2000 years. So from 2448 to year 4000, the problem is leka kuli hai. We don't have a full 2000. Dechi meanta be tre alfe. When you look into 2000, to prate the hay alpha hu dehave, because the Torah was given in after 2000 years in the third millennial. So it's, which I told you is 2448. So from 2448 to year 4000, we're missing a full 2000. We're missing 448 years. So you can't say that the time period of Torah started from Kabbalah Torah. So then when did it start? When was the 2000 years of Torah? When did it begin? Ella, the Gemara says, Mi v'es ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan. So we know that Abram and Sarah came to Eretz Canaan, and they said, asu made es ha-nefesh asu asher asu b'charan. They made a nefesh. What do you mean they made a nefesh? They didn't have any children. How do they make people? So the Rashi and the Midrashim tell us that they converted people, and a person who converts someone, who teaches someone, it's as if they created them, they made them. So from that moment is when you count the 2,000 years. The Gemir, we have a tradition, De Avram Be'ahishaita Bar Chamshin V'tarti Havi. He was 52 years old at that time. So we have a tradition that Avram was born 1948 of the Bries HaOlam. Plus 52 years, 2000 was the time when he converted all these people. So from Avram's conversion of the people, that was the year 2000.
That's Torah,
exactly.
Beginning.
I think Rashi points this out here. Did Rashi say this? Yeah, if you look at Rashi, and it's hard to find this, there all these wide lines. Look at Rashi, it's around 15 lines up from the bottom. The last few words is Ela min ve'esa nefesh v'gomer. Umitagarminon, the Targum says, the Shabida Laraisa, that they brought them into Torah. So even though the Torah wasn't given, we're told that Chazal, that the Avos kept the Torah, however they knew it, they had a certain koach. So they started bringing people under the Kanfei Shechina. That's considered the 2,000 years of Torah.
And it's not starting from when Avram was learning Torah.
Exactly.
It's really when it started being taught.
Exactly, which itself is interesting. Why not when he started learning? Right. When he recognized at the age of three, right. Or age of 50, or whatever the age.
When it was being spread, yeah. And that's really...
Exactly, which itself, why is that the case? Why wasn't it...
Right.
See, that's what it's saying, but the question is why. I don't know the answer why. But that's the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Now, it's always funny the way we do math and the way the Gemara does math. We always have the same conclusion, but the method is always different. I don't know if you've done math with your kids at home and in school, but there's a whole new way of doing math. It's the way we learn. It's so backwards. It could be for them, it's forward, but it's so backwards how they're doing everything. It's so long and extra steps. I don't get it. So I try to teach my kids like the quick way, the way I was taught. So the Gemara has somewhat of a backwards way, the way we think how they figure out math. So
teach them with a calculator.
Yeah, that's one way as well, but they're not going to gain much. Fine. So the Gemara then says, so now we have that Avram was 52 years old when he had started converting all these people. And the Gemara says, Kama batzrin mititani tani, how much was missing when we calculated from, when we assumed that Torah, Kabbalah's Torah was the beginning, we were missing arba mea farbaim vitamne shanin haven. We're missing 448 years because we have a tradition that the Torah was given in the year 2448. So when we suggest that Torah, Kabbalah's Torah, was beginning of the Torah, 2,000 years of Torah, we're missing 448 years from that calculation. So now, Kima Ainte Bei Mea Nefesh Asher Asu B'charon Amatan Torah, when you calculate from when Avram started converting people till Matan Torah, you have exactly Arba Mea V'Arbaim V'Tamne Shanin Havi, this 448 years. So again, either whatever, how, again, to me it's somewhat backwards, but Davar Pashut, that Avram was born 1948 of the Briyas Olam, 52 years later, Asu B'charon, he created people, that's year 2000 when Torah began. During the 2000 years of Torah, there were 448 years until we were actually given the Torah at Har Sinai. Gemara now says the last two lines here. Amar Papa, im ita tana, v'lo yada prate kamehave, if a tana doesn't know the prat, again, he doesn't know the tens and single digits, so this is talking about, look at Rashi for a second, eight lines up from the bottom, or so maybe nine lines up, the last few words is ita itani, titani, the brisa of Tana de Be'el Yahu, that said, u'bavonosenu shirabu, our times with many, many sins, yatsu mehen ma'al shiyatsu, we've lost so many years and Mashiach hasn't come yet. We wrote to Limnos Kama Yatsumi Mosa Mashiach. And you want to know how many years have passed since Mashiach, the times of Mashiach, meaning from year 4000. Year 4000 now is the beginning of Mosa Mashiach. How many years from 4000 are we? So how do you figure this out? If the guy, the Tan, the Talmud Chacham, who wanted to use that event of year 4000 as a starting point, as point zero, and you figure out which year of tens and singles it is, he could simply ask, as Gemara says, Habi leshailu lesafra, he should ask a sofer, kama kasif, how much the sofer writes. V'nitfa alayu arba'in v'tamne, you should add on 48 years. U'mishkach lay l'chumer, everything's going to work out smoothly. And how does calculation work exactly? So now, if you look at the last Rashi, six lined up from the bottom, it says, mem cheshana, the last six words on the line here, mem cheshana. Sharei minyan hatana maschil la'achar kuf ayin beiz shanim l'churban abayis sheshal mushnei alafim Torah. Now this Tana started that after 172 years after Bayis Sheni is when they completed 2,000 years, meaning 4,000 years. So 2,000 years was when Avram started converting people. Bayis Sheni was destroyed in year 3,828. Okay, 3,828 at the end of almost 4,000 years. So that's when Churban Bayis Sheni took place. 172 years after Churban Bayis Sheni was year 4,000. So now we know the sofer counts from when the Greeks. So we learned earlier that Greeks are 380 years before Churban Bayis. So 380 years Churban Bayis plus 172 years after Churban Bayis, which takes you to year 4,000. So 380. Plus 172 takes you to 552. So at 4,000, year 4,000, the Greeks are counting 552. So for us, if we're counting Yemos Mashiach as year 0, Greeks are counting 552. So 552 to year 0, if you subtract it the short way, it's 48. Either add 52 or 48, whichever way you go. So the Gemara is telling you, add 48 years to the Greek calendar, then you'll get year 0. And whatever point, if the Greeks are in the year 700, you add 48, it's going to be year 48 148 for us. Yeah? We're good? Somewhat? Okay. V'simanach, the mnemonic to remember this idea is Arbaim Ushmona Ir. The pasuk says there are 48 cities. This is the pasuk referring to Ar Miklat. Again, nothing to do with us, but just to help you remember 48, they use this pasuk. Now, V'i, let's say it's the opposite. V'toi Safra, let's say the sofer makes a mistake. He doesn't know which year it is. He could do the opposite. Nishaila Latana Kama Katani. He could ask the Talmud Chacham, what year is it of the Moshe Mashiach? And he could v'nifsar minayu arba'im mishmona, and he'll subtract 48 years from the Talmud Chacham to figure out what year it is for the Greek calendar to write it on a shtar. U'mishkach leil chumer, everything is going to work out very smoothly. V'simanach, and the mnemonic again to remember who's adding, who's subtracting. They're both doing 48, but the safra b'tzira, the safra is the one subtracting 48, and the Tana is tosfa, the Tana is adding on 48. Okay, now we're doing a little bit more math here. This is also a little bit interesting how they do the calculations here. But now the Gemara says, Amar of Hauna Brei Dev Yeshua. They want to know, V'lo Haiman De Lo Yada Kama Shana B'Shua. A person wants to know, they don't know what year of the Shua, what year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So the Gemara says, what should you do? Again, Lo Yada Kama Shana B'Shua Hu Omei. He doesn't know which year the Shemitah is in, of the 7-year cycle. Nitve Chad Shata. He should first find out the year that we're in, of the since Bayis Sheni, and he should add on 1 year. Now the reason for this is because the Gemara tells, Rashi explains to us, that the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, it was Motzei Shvi'is, it was the year after Shvi'is, meaning the year one of the next cycle. But because it took place in Tisha B'Av, during the first year of Shemitah, they didn't really count that as part of the first year, because it was the end of the year already, there's only 2 months left till Tishrei, so they kind of ignored that first year, and they started counting from Tishrei as the first year since the Churban Bayis Sheni. But they missed a few months in between. So they said, first what you have to do is, let's say it's 100 years from the Churban Bayis. You need to add on year one, an extra year. So now say 101 years since Churban Bayis Sheni. Then what do you do next is, the Gemara says, V'nichshev klali b'yovle. Now take the klal. The klal is referring to the years. The yovle is 50 years. It's really 49 years plus one extra. But just to make it easy, they're saying, get rid of the hundreds and get rid of the yovel. So the 101 years we're talking about, that means there are two yovels. So ignore the 100. Yovel is 50. We're rounding off to 50 times 2. So ignore the 100 right now. That's what the first stage of the Gemara is. And then uprati, with regards to whatever's left. In our case, the example of 101, we have one left. Prati bishvuei. It divided by 7. So let's pick a different number. Let's pick 100 and year 172 since the Churban Bayis Sheni. Get rid of the 100 because that's 2 yovels. We're knocking out 2 yovels, 50 plus 50. We're left with 72. Divide 72 by 7. So that gives you, divided by 7 is 10, remainder 2. We're now remaining 2. We're now 2 years into the new Shemitah cycle. So again, Nichshav Kali B'Yovel. Get rid of the klal, the hundreds by the yovels. Knock out the yovels. We're left with 72. The prati, the singles and tens digits, bishvuai, and then you take out, divide by 7, you're left with remainder 2. But now, remember, yovel is really 49 years, not 50 years. So now we took out hundreds with an extra. So it says, v'nishkal mimei trei, take out from the hundreds, add in 2. Because every hundred, it was really supposed to be 49 into 100. But we did 50 to make things easy. So now we really took out 2 unnecessarily. So now what we have to do is, it's kind of backwards. But it makes it somewhat simple. You don't have to carry any things over. I hear why it's doing this, if you're still following me. It's hard. V'nishkal mimei trei. So every 100 you took off, bring back 2 into the singles digits. V'nishkal prate. Throw them onto the singles. So v'nachshavinu leprate b'shvua. And then divide by 7 again. So in our case, 172. We got rid of 100. We took 72 divided by 7. We remainder 2. So we're left with 2. But we took out 100. 100 divided by 50 is 2, so add 2 back into 2, you have 4 in the singles if you're still following me. And now let's say that 4 was really, let's say 24, just to make it a different number. Divide the 24 divided by 7, and then you have remainder, was there a remainder? You following me or not? And your remainder 3, where's Adam when I need him? And then you have remainder 3, and that tells you what year you are in the Shemitah cycle. Now the way we simply do it is, we just take the 172 and divide it by 7. And then that's all you, without having to carry everything. We would carry everything over, but in the Gemara's time, they didn't really like carrying. They just kind of did everything in a different way. Okay. I hope that helps somewhat. Let's finish the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara now says, V'simanach. What's the mnemonic to remember all this? Kizesh Nasaim HaRava B'Kerev HaRetz. These are the years of the Rava B'Kerev HaRetz. What exactly is that mnemonic trying to remind you of? That you have to add on 2 years for every 100 you took off. It's really 2 years extra, because again, we rounded off to 50 to make life easier, but really we should have been using 49. That gives us a remainder 2 to add on to the singles. Okay? You guys okay with that? Good. Let's finish off the daf. Gemara now says, Amar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Achar arba meos l'churban habayis, the 400 years after the destruction of Bayis Sheni, im yomor l'cha adam, if a person says, now remember, just to have it in mind, the Churban Bayis Sheni took place in the year 3828. 3828. That's the end of almost 4,000. So once you get to year 4,000, that's already Moshe Mashiach. So he said 400 years after the Churban, which is, takes you to year 4,228. We're already in the 4,000 years. So Rabbi Chanina said the following. Again, Achar Arba Meos L'Churban Bayis, 400 years after the Churban, which is already in the year 4,000, Im yomer lecha adam, a person says to you, kach sade shave elaf dinarim b'dinar echad. The guy is a great deal. I'm going to sell you a field that's worth 1,000 dinar, and all you have to do is pay me 1 dinar. Imagine the guy tells you, I got a building worth $100 million, and I'll give it to you for $1,000. That's the deal that's going on here. So, what does Rabbi Chanina say? He doesn't say, take the deal. Lo tikach, don't take that deal. What do you mean? It's an amazing deal. He just gave you 1,000th of the price of the property. So what's the reason for this? So if you look at Rashi, the last six lines of the page here, Al Tikach Shiketz HaGeula, 400 years after Churban Bayis, which is year 4,228, it's the Geula's coming, V'tikbatz Lahar HaKodesh L'nach L'vosecha, you should go to our Bayis, V'lama Tafsid Badina. Why even lose the Dina? Even though it's $1, a couple hundred dollars, it's a waste, because Mashiach's coming 400 years after the Churban. Now we know this didn't happen. So let's figure out what's going on here exactly. And then Tana Acher, a different Baisa says, Arbas Alafim Umasayim Vishaloshim Vachashana Labriyas Olam. So 4,231 years after Briyas Olam, Im Yomalacha Odam Kachlacha Sade Shava El of Dinarim Bidina Echad Altikach. Same idea, but he's a slightly different year. According to Rabbi Chanina, it was 4,228 that was the year. According to this, it's 4,231. They're off by 3 years. I'll explain what's pshat in here in just a second. My benai, what's the difference? It's a simple math problem here. Ike benayu tlashanim demasnitsa tvei tlashana. The Braisa had a calculation of 3 extra years. Rabbi Chanina felt it was 400 years after the Churban Bayis that you shouldn't do this deal anymore. And the other opinion thinks it's 403 years after Churban Bayis where you shouldn't do such a deal. What is the deal? What's going on? It's been many years. It's been over 1,000 years, almost 1,500 years, and the Mashiach hasn't come yet. So the Barber now explains the following. During most Mashiach, there are really 3 different tkufas. The first tkufa is the first 400 years, which is what he's describing here with Chanina and the Braisa. The first 400 years is Yemos Mashiach, but Mashiach is not able to come. Because just like every other time period, we have a certain amount of galus. Even Yemos Mashiach required galus. So one opinion thought there was 400 years of galus, and the other opinion thought it was 403 years. But after that point, Mashiach could come any given second. That's why he said you have to have a little bit of emunah that Mashiach could come right now. If you're buying, making a deal that you think he's not going to come, that's showing your lack of bitachon. Then he says the other 2 tkufas of Yemos Mashiach is, number 2 is Mashiach could come earlier if we do Ma'asim Tovim and Tshuva. If the doesn't come at that point, there's a 3rd tkufa of the Kates, which is at the year 6000, there's just an ending point. If we don't do Tshuva, Mashiach just comes against a will. We'll finish with one fascinating halacha here. We say in benching the Harachamans, who is Arkeinu Limos Mashiach, we should be Zochet to the times of Mashiach. So a number of posts can point out, we already are in Limos Mashiach. We're in those last 2,000 years. This is Limos Mashiach. And for that reason, they changed the gear. So according to some, we should be Zochet to the Bias Mashiach, to the coming Mashiach. We are in Limos Mashiach, but we should be Zochet to the Bias HaMashiach. A great way to finish off this daf. So we should be Zochet to the Mashiach. Amen. Amen.
Okay. What about the rest of the